Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you heard that word in Jeremiah about the figs. You know, I'm a fig person, and just want to, we're going to be continuing the conversation today about Israel and the phone call. The phone call. But in Jeremiah 24, 4 through 7, the Word of God says, "Like these good figs, I will regard as good the exiles from Judah. When I sent away from this place and this land to the Babylonians," which is, if you've been listening, it's like, oh, that is Zedekiah.
Mm.
That's Zedekiah. "And my eyes will watch over them for their good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am their Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart." And that's so exciting, because understand, if you truly are the Lord's, no matter what happens, I mean, God's going to watch over you. Mm-hmm. He'll put a mark on you. When these things begin to happen, it was amazing that in Ezekiel, he talks about this. But right over the VFN television studio, God, on the end of a seven-day fast, at the end of it, as we're seeking the Lord and praying, he takes and puts an X right over top. And I'm talking to leaders from around the nation, and we're talking about some things that God's saying at the end of this fast. And as I'm walking and look up, you know, by the studio, I'm looking straight up in the sky, and I'm going, "There's a mark over us. There is an X right over us." And immediately the Holy Spirit is delivered to me, you know, that I'll put a mark on those that are mine. And so before things start to happen, God will put a mark on you. We're not talking about the Mecca mark. We're talking about, you know, the mark of the beast. We're talking about a mark that identifies you of one of those who are the Lord's. That you, and this is how you know. That's what he talks about. Is that you're broken over the situation. You're distraught over the condition of man. You want men to turn back to God. Your heart is not, you're not okay with what's going on. If you're just not paying attention and your heart's not broken over this, then based on that particular scripture in Ezekiel, is you wouldn't get the mark. And so the whole thing is what I believe is what he's saying is, you got my heart over this whole thing. You feel the same way I feel about it. Because I thought during that time, I went through a deep, deep, deep brokenness. Didn't even know if I was going to come out over the condition of the church and where we're at. And all of a sudden God refreshed me and showed me that this is not a negative thing. You're actually feeling my emotions. You're feeling where I'm at, and you're interceding. You know, you're knowing me and I'm knowing you. Oh, that I might know him in the fellowship of his suffering, mm-hmm. and power that Paul talks about. And so I was relieved, because to feel that kind of pain and to see, you know, 55 million children being aborted, to watch a nation make one dark decision after another, to watch a nation turn its back on God and Israel, to watch a church begin to release, false doctrine from pulpits. I'm all over the place. And in the midst of the time we need the greatest amount of repentance, you see a greatest wave of the grace message. And it's not grace to sin, it's grace to obey God.
Right.
And hopefully we get a chance to be able to talk about that today. But in that, you can see these figs. So when you see figs, I really believe the Lord, I mean, there's something very significant about figs. Figs are the ones that healed the king. God gave him more life, gave him the ability to be healed by some healing property. But I believe the Lord speaks. I'm starting like Johnny Foote now. I believe the Lord speaks through these things. And and I just had this, I've got to have figs. And it was so hard to find figs. I mean, mm-hmm. You can find figs in a Newton. You can find figs that have been beat up. You know, they just smash them all together. You know, it's like you're killing a good fig.
Mm.
But a good fig preserves they're all together and they're whole. But they also have the other content that goes in there to make preserves. And to me, it's just like, it was for like maybe 3 years. I'm calling folks. And people that actually have access to them. I'm on Amazon.com looking for pigs. And they beat them up. The people that are selling, they actually smash them all up. But it was good figs. I wanted to find good figs. And that was just God speaking about Jeremiah, the word that we just shared about good figs. And so on my 50th birthday, my wife and my daughter had traveled to a different state to be able to find me good figs. And I didn't know about it. And they brought like a 10 pack or something of these, these figs that have been, preserved and all that. And I really believe what the Lord is just saying through this is, and God speaks through these things, but you have to understand, I was just desperate. I was passionate, and even upset when people committed to send me figs and they didn't send me figs, and I'm offering you $1 million for a thing of figs. Send me some figs. I don't care what they cost. I want a fig. And I believe the Lord just had this thing over me, showing me this word that I shared with you, and they were going to make available to you on the VFN Torch. Be a good fig. Let God be one that stands with God and that has a balance between compassion and doing something. Compassion has two parts of it. It's not somebody who just feels bad about it. But compassion is somebody who feels bad about what's going on, and then you do something about it.
Right.
You're just sorry. If you actually feel sorry for someone, but you're not doing anything about it, that would be called like sorry, right?
That's right.
That's sorry. Yeah. But if you're compassionate, Jesus came out of the mountains. He saw the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them many things. He had compassion on them. So he felt that, watching the people, harassed. And then his response was, I'm going to teach them how to be set free and not be harassed like this. And so be a good fig. God will treat you like a good fig. And as a matter of fact, I think you might have a few pictures of those biscuits and figs that my wife blessed me with. But I think it's very symbolic. It happened on the 50th. And we're going to be talking today about a prophetic word that was given about the 50 years from the time of President John Kennedy's assassination. Just happened to be the day I was born as well, but also an interview with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who I believe was an apostle sent to America to bring us to the place that God wants us to be. And he said something very specifically about our nation, and we'll be seeing him on Christian Television Network, or if you're listening to us on VFN Radio, you can go to the VFN Torch and see it by going to VFNTV.com. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters, and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.